Good morning, everybody. This is Trevor coming at you with another episode of the Carrot Cast. And if my voice is a little bit deep, like Barry White this morning, I've had a couple of late nights, but amazing days, high energy days. I'm actually in Boise again. This past 6 weeks have been kind of a crazy travel schedule. It's been awesome, but I really usually don't travel a whole lot for business. And that's purposeful, you know, because I built this business from day one saying, you know what, I want to build this business so I don't have to travel. And that was one of the things that was within my non-negotiables in there somewhere was, you know, build the business my way. And I really didn't want to have to travel for business. I wanted to travel for business when I wanted to. So this last 6 weeks, once again, has been kind of crazy. I was in Boise for Mastermind. I was back at Roseburg. My home for Carrot Camp 2017, which went amazingly. Go check out that episode of the Carrot Cast. And then I was in Sedona for my mastermind back home last week. Got to hang out with the family and the team. And then back in Boise for an event where we're putting together a bunch of marketing all in 3 days, which is pretty sweet. So I want to come at you with something that this is something that I have known in my life for years and years and years, but I never could conceptualize it until just the last few days. Okay. I could never conceptualize it until just the last few days. And I'm in this room with just amazing entrepreneurs, guys that are doing tens of millions a year on Amazon, or people that are in the golf course space, or people that are helping people, you know, overcome illnesses and things like that. It's amazing entrepreneurs out there making really crazy great things happen for their communities. And one thing that I've been notoriously bad at, and I'm not sure if you can relate to this, but one thing I've been notoriously bad at is most of my achievements happen in probably 5% of my actions. Okay, so this sounds kind of weird. It's not the 80-20 rule. I think it's the 95-5 rule, where 5% of my actions have driven most of my financial success. Okay, and what I mean by that is I worked my butt off for years and years and years before Carrot. It wasn't until I came up with the idea for Carrot based off my past experience and everything that I'd done, it all culminated into this moment to where I said, okay, I'm going to focus my energy this year just towards this one idea. And we did. Now, during that time, you know, 5% of the things over the last 3.5-4 years, 5% of the things that I've actually done have actually driven most of our growth. Okay. It's not you're running this thing and doing this thing and writing this article and doing this and doing that. It was like just a few things, because I got focused on those things. I had to get focused on those things. I had to launch something that mattered, something that was high leverage, something that would actually make a difference, not just do busy work launching one thing after the next. And as we're going into the third day of this event, we're really challenging ourselves to think bigger. You know, it's not about the money side of things. It's not about the revenue side of things. That's the byproduct of doing great things and helping lots of people. You know, we work with thousands of real estate investors that are active clients of ours. And as a byproduct of that, we have a really, really, really great and profitable business, which is cool. And we can impact the world more. You know, this next year, we were looking at how do we get more intentional about impacting the world, not just like, oh, we make money, we write some checks to our church, we write some checks to these charities. How do we get crazy intentional about it? Well, we're actually putting ourselves on the line this next year, and we're going to be giving a portion of our gross revenue away to causes that matter, causes that fit in this bucket that we're passionate about, causes that help amplify positivity and possibility in your communities. That's what we really, really, really want to be supporting, because we just feel that communities at a grassroots level, communities are what foster great families. Communities are what foster great people. Communities are what foster just amazing progress. That all happens in individual communities first and then grows outside of that community. So how can we as business owners, how can we as Carrot help to really foster that positivity and possibility within communities around the country? Could it be, you know, with entrepreneurship? Could it be investing in certain businesses? Could it be finding charities that really are working with people who are down and out and need a helping hand? You know, we're going to be figuring that out, but we're committing to donating a portion of our gross revenue, a huge chunk, into this bucket of causes that are passionate about us. Now, the reason I bring this up is this. While we've been growing, and I think a lot of you guys can probably think the same thing, while we've been growing, I busted my butt for that first year, first 2 years, and nailed probably two or three things that have caused our growth. The other 45 things I worked on were busy work. Some of it needed to get done. But oftentimes it got in my way of me taking the actions that really were the high leverage actions. And I think the reason that happened is because you'd set a goal and sometimes you kind of chase it. Sometimes you'd actually do that action, that those actions that, just, that push us towards the goal. But oftentimes you'd get caught up in busy work. You'd get caught up in life. You know, you'd get caught up in that. And 5 months would go by, 6 months would go by, 7 months would go by. You're doing the day to day. Your business is growing, or maybe it's not growing, but you're making some sort of progress. You feel good about it. But if you were to pull away and cause chaos in your life for one moment to work on that one thing that you know is going to make the biggest, biggest difference in that moment, that week, that month, whatever it is, you could make that moment matter a lot more than you currently are. So the times that I've had the biggest leverage in my life is when I purposely created chaos, okay? Purposely created chaos, put deadlines on myself that were so tight and so crazy that it forced me into action on those important things. When we recently did Carrot Camp, I tossed out to the team, we've been talking about it for 6 months and we weren't getting anything done. And I tossed on my team and said, hey, we're doing Carrot Camp in 6 weeks. What do you guys think of that? And they started freaking out because they're like, how are we going to sell it? You know, it's not much, enough time. We're used to having time to do all this stuff. You know, it's like, how are people going to travel out? How are we going to put it together? Everyone's freaking out. And I slightly was too, but I knew that if we threw chaos into the mix, if we broke the machine on purpose so we could together build it back up, we would pull this thing off. We would pull it off. And not only that, it would force us to focus. It would force us to focus on just the things that matter to pull off that awesome event. And we did. It went off amazingly. So then that increased the ability, that increased what our team believes we can do in a short amount of time. And that's what this is all about. How do you decrease, or how do you increase what you think you can do in a less amount of time, in a shorter amount of time? How do you believe more is possible with less? How do you believe that you can achieve more this year than you ever planned? I'm here, and once again in Boise, and one of the people that's here is Jeff Woods with The One Thing. So if you haven't read the book, The One Thing, Jeff went into business with Gary and Jay, Gary Keller from Keller Williams. He went into business and they're selling they're really ramping up the side of the business where they're selling the book and they're selling training. They're really helping entrepreneurs focus on the right things that matter, that give leverage in your life. And I was talking with Jeff the other day, and I've been listening to his podcast the last few weeks. Go check it out. Go find The One Thing in iTunes. And oh my gosh, I mean, I've been binging on this because I've realized that when we can focus on actually what's important, that 5%, when you can focus on what's actually important instead of the 95%, your life is better. Your revenue is magnitudes times higher, not even close. Okay. You make more with less. It's more exciting. You gain momentum when you focus on the right thing. And when you throw chaos into the mix and say, hey, even though this is a short amount of time to get this big, big, big thing done, we're going to just throw chaos into the mix because it forces us to focus. So my challenge to you is this. Before I head out, I'm going to go grab some breakfast and head to the third day of this event. And then I'm getting home to my family, who I dearly, dearly miss. And then I'll be home for the rest of the year, which I'm pumped about. But what can you do today to throw chaos into the mix? What can you do to bring a deadline that you were pushing out there for ways way up? What can you do to shorten the amount of time it's going to take to do the big thing? Here's some examples from me. Okay, in this business, one of the ways that we reach out to prospective new clients is with content like this. And one of those ways of doing content is webinars. Okay. So in 2015 and 16, I did at least one webinar a month. In 2016, in August, I threw some chaos into the mix. I said, hey, we're going to do a new webinar. Let's rework it. I'm in my head, so I need to bring in someone to help me with this. But let's do a new webinar. We're going to set a really, really hard date on it. It's only like a week and a half out, when I was giving myself months before because I didn't have a date. I didn't throw chaos into the mix. So when chaos was into the mix there, I had to get it done in a short amount of time. We pulled together, we got it done, we got focused on the right thing. Now what happened after that is I did it 6 weeks in a row. The webinar got honed, it got honed, it got honed, it got better. And then it started performing really, really well. Now here's where I went wrong. So after that, I knew that throwing chaos into the mix worked, that giving me a short deadline, a short timeline to get something big done, and just saying it's going to happen, everything else melts away then. I knew that that worked, but what happened is I got complacent. I got complacent on the marketing side. So our business has been growing a lot team-wise. We've almost doubled our team this year. So I've really had to focus on being a better leader, on doing everything that is helping our team, you know, be better leaders also, and just really fostering great people on our team and filling those gaps. Now, during that year, I really made excuses why I had to pull away from our marketing side. Now, we've added more revenue this year than we ever had to have to the business. But honestly, it's because of the actions we take that we took, those 5% actions. It's because of those actions we took a year, two, three, 4 years ago. That webinar was working still. Okay. And I hadn't touched it. It was something that we had automated that part of our marketing. And we hadn't touched it. So that was something I did over a year ago, was bringing in new revenue. All the content that I had written 2 to 3 years ago was bringing in new prospects and revenue. All the hard work we've put into helping our clients succeed at a high, high level, whether it's in Google search or whatever, and also just delivering such an amazing experience, crafting that amazing experience within our team. All of that was helping you to grow our revenue and grow our client base, because you guys, our clients, were seeing such great results. You wanted to go out there and tell people. But nothing we did in 2017 was big enough to really drive new growth for us. We were relying on everything else, the 5% from the years past. So it just hit me this past month, while we've been planning out our 2018 goals and just what we're going to do for 2018. It really hit me. I said, man, you know, we did some really important stuff this year growing our team, and it was necessary for sure. But you know what? I got lazy. I got lazy on the marketing side. And because of that, our whole team did. We didn't have any urgency. We didn't have chaos that forced us to work harder, work smarter, and more focused on the big things. Going into this year, our biggest thing was rolling out Agent Carrot to the agent market. We still don't have it rolled out, because early in the year, I didn't do my job planting a stake in the ground and saying, hey, this is so important that we're going to focus everything in our business around this till it gets done. We're going to throw chaos into the mix. We're going to throw chaos into the mix, throw crazy tight deadlines on people, but we're going to make it exciting. We're going to make it fun. We're in this together. I didn't do that until about a month ago. So some of our biggest new revenue initiatives, I didn't launch this year. We didn't launch this year because there was no chaos. There's no urgency. So immediately after that meeting, I said, you know what, man, I haven't done one live webinar this year except for a couple coaching calls. And I love live webinars. I love those things. I get to communicate with our clients and prospects and really share what I'm passionate about, share our message, and share how to get better results so you don't go out there and go down the wrong path like so many investors do and agents do. Is you go down the wrong path and you end up wasting a ton of time setting up something that doesn't perform as well as Carrot, setting up a strategy that isn't as effective in your market as it should be. And you end up wasting time. You aren't as empowered as an entrepreneur to go out there and make your difference anymore. You don't get the freedom at the level that you could get it. And then it all boils down to, because we didn't do our job and get urgent with putting that 5% of stuff there important and creating chaos to make it happen. So what I did is I said, you know what? I love doing webinars. 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm doing a new live webinar in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So I've got one here in a week and a half coming up. We put the stake in the ground. We said, this isn't going to be something that's wait till January. We're creating chaos. So I fly out here to Boise to get this webinar done, just to get, like, man, let's get it done. Let's throw chaos into the mix. We're getting it done. And also our team is planning our Facebook course. We're doing a massive Facebook course, a Facebook masterclass, like upgraded in a massive way. And we were talking about doing it in January, but you know what? Coming home from this event, I'm going to be talking to Alex on my team and we'll see what he says, but I've got to start getting our team in the practice of creating chaos for the important things too. Okay, no more putting things 2-3 months out if it's important. Set a date, do it now, surround your resources around it, create chaos to just crunch everything together. All of the clutter melts away at that point. So I'm going to see if we can challenge them to, let's release it in December and let's just make it happen. So then that way it frees up January to do something else big for you guys. It frees up January to create more chaos instead of having this extra month of just being lazy and working slow. So what can you create chaos in your life for? What goals are there? Is it fitness? With me, the chaos I had to create was I got fed up with it, called, you know, I asked my assistant Jen, said, hey, can you please get 3 to 5 personal trainers? Let's interview them really quick. I'm creating so much chaos. I'm creating a gym in this office to finally get my off my duff and working out consistently. I'm throwing chaos into my team where it's like, hey, I want 2 people to be working out with me at least, and 2 stepped up and they love it. And I've been getting in shape the last 2 months because I had to create that urgency and chaos to get it done. No more, hey, we need to do this in the future. It's we are doing this now, or we are doing this in a very short time period. We're going to crunch it together, whether it's a day away or 2 days away or 3 days away. All of the clutter melts away when you create chaos like that around the 5% important things. Okay. So what can you create chaos in your life? Fitness, financial, your business, what big actions are, those 5% actions that make the biggest difference that you're putting off for 2 weeks or a month or 3 months. Are you wanting to write a book? Sweet. Get a hold of a publisher or whatever it is. Get a hold of a publisher, set a tight deadline, and write that damn book in the next month, in the next 90 days, not next year. Create chaos in your life. Put that goal out there so everyone sees it, and everything's going to melt away so you actually do it. And one of the big inspirations here is Russell Brunson. He's been a friend and mentor for years. I'm in his mastermind. And one thing he's amazing at is he's doing so many things all the time. And everyone looks at it going, man, like, how does this guy get so much done? How does he get so much done? How does he run a business that's doing $100 million a year that's only 3.5, 4 years old? How does he get so much done? He's got a big team now, but the reason he gets so much done is because he's not afraid to create chaos in his life. He's not afraid to throw those tight deadlines on big things in there and rally his team around it and himself around it. He's not afraid to do that. And when he does that and makes it a constant part of what he does in business and surrounds himself with people that are okay with that and they thrive in that environment, you move faster towards your goals. You move faster with more momentum, with more excitement. And when you have momentum as an entrepreneur, that's when you're happy. It's when you're stagnant. It's when you're sitting in place. That's when you're not happy, even if you're rich, even if you're profitable, even if you have a great business. If you're stagnant or sitting in place or just growing at the normal pace with nothing exciting on the horizon, that's when you're unhappy. Create chaos. Create momentum. And let me know how you did it. Send me an email at trevor@oncarrot.com or hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. Check out my Instagram. I think it's trevor.mock, M-A-U-C-H. Find me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. And go create chaos. Have an amazing rest of the week. And if you haven't listened to other episodes of the Carrot Cast, go and listen to other episodes. Go to carrotcast.com or find us on iTunes. Find us on iTunes. One thing I would love to do is here within the next 2 weeks, get over 100 positive reviews or 100 reviews. If I'm a 1 out of 1, if you hate this podcast, let me know. That's going to help me make it better. Okay, but let me know what you think of this podcast, how it's made a difference in your life today. Go to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us an honest rating and review. Help us get over that 100 mark, because that's going to help us spread our message to more people so we can empower more of you guys. We can empower more entrepreneurs. We can bring you up to a level to where you're having an amazingly fulfilling business, amazingly financially profitable business, a business with momentum, a business that goes towards purpose, not just transactions. We're going to help you get there. All right. Have an amazing week. If you're a Carrot member, we love you guys. If you're not a Carrot member yet, we love you too. But if we can help you, if we can help you on the real estate side, if we can help you generate more leads, if we can help you build more credibility, crack through that clutter in your market, in that way, way busy cluttered market right now, head over to oncarrot.com/demo and take a demo of Investor Carrot or Agent Carrot to see how we can help you. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week, y'all.